Thank you for listening. You're listening to Medicine Remix.
Recall an experience that you had in medicine where you truly felt for the first time that you actually helped a patient, but it had nothing to do with what you learned in medical school.
Probably one of my first really vivid patient experience. It was my first rotation of our third year of medical school. So for the people that don't know what medical school is set up like, the first 2 years, for the most part, you're kind of in the books. You're like, you know, trying to learn this shit. You practice with some fake patients.
And are you experiencing any discomfort?
Just a little burning during urination.
Okay. Any other pain?
The haunting memories of lost love.
So when you're dealing with real patients in your third year, you kind of have an idea of how to organize your questioning and your exam skills and, you know, that kind of thing. So it was probably my first week, man, of my medicine rotation. We all follow like one patient or two patients for the team, and you learn from that patient, and that's supposed to be the way that you learn about the human body, by attaching these disease processes to real people. So anyway, we all had to like pick a patient, and there was this one AIDS patient actually that had like a bunch of stuff we studied in the books and was like actually known to be kind of rare, and like everybody wanted that patient. There was like three people on the team, and they were gonna assign it like right after lunch, and like I was late, so basically I grabbed the quote unquote short straw of a patient.
Okay, this is news to me.
This kid that I had to follow, he was like 20-year-old black kid, basically my age at the time. He was a really sick guy, actually. He had this crazy issue where basically they thought that his kidneys were the reason that he had these super high blood pressures. You know, a normal blood pressure is 120 over 80, right? Give or take. And this kid was like 250 over, it was ridiculous. So basically they thought the kidneys were the reason for this. They took the kid's kidneys out. And he was just in and out of the hospital, man, throughout basically his childhood. So this kid was notorious for just leaving against medical advice, AMA.
I don't have to take this. I'm going home.
You know, just being a bad patient, basically. I had to take care of this guy, be responsible for presenting to the team. And I went in the first day, man, and his grandparents were in there. And I come in, and they basically train us in medical school to, like, talk a certain way. So I come in, and I'm just like, I'm the medical student.
Generic, you know, introduction.
Yeah, can I ask you a few questions?
Right.
And before I even, like, go into that, I walk in the room, and he just goes, "Who the fuck are you?" And then I said my generic sentence, and his grandparents are just like,
"Be nice."
Exactly. So I'm just like, "Oh shit, this is already not going well."
Not fun.
And you know, I'm like, "Can I examine you?" And he goes, "You got 5 minutes." And I'm just like, "Oh my god."
Oh god.
This is bad.
This
is not gonna go well.
This kid's not gonna be your best patient interaction.
Yeah. So I'm asking him questions like, you know, what brought you in today? You know, just how they teach you it. Like white ass voice. And it's just not going well. I'm just like, all these things that they told me would work are just like blowing up in my face. Why isn't this working? I'm asking him like two or three questions. I'm like trying to listen to his heart, even though I don't know what the hell is happening. And he's just like, "Man, you got a minute and a half."
Whoa.
And I was just like, shit. Look at his grandparents, and they're like, "Yeah, you better go." Like, so I'm like, damn, that really didn't go well.
Support for today's Medicine Remix show is brought to you by Believe. Need all day inner strong? Try Believe, the only anti-negativity and doubt reducer medication. Believe, inner strength to last your whole fucking day. Now, back to believing in the miracles of the human body on Medicine Remixed.
So the next day I come in, and you know, I'm just like, this is gonna go terrible, but I'm gonna try something else. He's in there by himself now. I see he's got a pair of Jordans sitting at the bedside. And I was like, "Oh man, that's a dope pair of Jordans right there." And he just like looks at me like with this like, you know, who is this guy?
Right.
And then I'm asking, "Oh, you play ball?" And he's like, "Nope." Like, all right. It's like all one word answers. I'm like trying to connect to the kid. And I'm like, "Oh, what kind of music you listen to?" And he just like gives me that weird look again. And he's like, "Rap." And I'm like, "Oh, what are you, a Soulja Boy fan?" And he was like, "Hell no.
Man, you corny."
And I'm like, all right, so who's your favorite few rappers? Like, name a few.
Yeah.
He was like, Jadakiss. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, did you hear his new mixtape? And he gives me that look again. And I'm just like, it's pretty good. I was like, you haven't heard it?
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, I didn't hear that. And I was like, all right, I'll bring a CD in for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he didn't have like a Discman or anything.
Oh, shit, where is that?
I didn't have a Discman at that point. Like, the Discman was obsolete. This was still like, you know, iPod.
Right.
So I went out and I bought a Discman for like $5.
You still sell them?
Yeah.
Where's my Dr. Dre CD?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was surprised too. Yeah. I was like, I don't even know if they're going to have this.
Yeah.
So I brought him a Discman with like a few random mixtapes and a few classic albums.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, here. And started like kind of bonding. He was like telling me about how he was feeling. The kid had to go to dialysis, which is basically like getting your blood filtered by a machine because you don't have kidneys or your kidneys are injured.
Real life.
So every now and then I'd like come by with my laptop and we watch a few Freestyle Fridays.
They think I'm spelling Iverson when the beef all done, cause he'll be on IV in the ER, son.
I was able to kind of use hip hop and actually get to know this kid. And what he was interested in to basically understand who he was, what he was going through.
Right.
And then basically it came down to one day where we're all in a meeting, all the residents, the medical students, and they get a page from one of the nurses that's saying, you know, this kid's about to leave the hospital and, you know, he needs to go to dialysis tomorrow. And
which he could die.
He could die if he doesn't get it, basically.
So he was just fed up with being there?
Yeah. And so me and one of the residents like run up there. And we're in there and like the nurse and the resident are just like going at him. They're just like, you can't leave. If you leave, you're gonna die. And like saying all this shit. And I'm standing there like, oh my God, you really think he's gonna stay right now? And so I try to interject, you know, thinking that, you know, maybe I could be the hero and save the day. And I'm just like, yo, can I talk to him for a second? You know, just me and him. And he looks at me, he's like, you ain't nothing to me. Whatever you want to say, say it to me right now. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was just like, can you guys just give us a minute?
Yeah.
And so they bounced, and I'm just like, listen, man. Don't think just because I made you listen to a few rap albums, we watched a few freestyles together, that I know the first thing about what you went through and what you've been through and what your life has been like. I'm not saying any of that, but all I'm saying is I really want you to stay because I really think that you need to have this dialysis thing done tomorrow because this is your life, man.
Yeah.
This is your life. I was like, what's so important that you need to leave? He's like, I just got to take care of some shit.
I got to make a stop real quick.
I was like, what the fuck does that mean? What, are you going to go kill somebody right now? I'm like, murder. This is,
I'm just
like,
movie.
I'm just like, dude, don't do this. Just don't do this. And just stay. Get this done tomorrow, and then if you really can't be here, then go.
Right.
And he was like, man, where are those papers? I'm out of here. You know, I thought after that, brilliant speech.
And the Oscar goes to...
That I came up with off the cuff. I was just like, there's no way he can say no. This is so good. And he was just like, where are the papers, man? I'm fucking out of here. And I was just like,
ruined the movie.
I was like, all right, man.
Roll credits.
So I go out, I tell them, you know, I tried.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen. They're like, all right. So grab the papers, we go in, and he's lying in bed. And we're just like, here are the papers, man. No, sorry, you decided that. And he was like, man, I ain't going nowhere. And it just kind of brought a smile to my face. And I was just like, thanks, bro. Made the right move.
Yeah.
That's the end of that story.
That's crazy. That's that shit that you just don't learn. And it sounds so basic, man, but I don't think people realize, like, that interaction, for that to happen, A, you had to have given a damn. But more importantly, the amount of, like, social skills that went into that, I don't think people realize how lacking that is from most people.
Yeah.
Not just people we went to school with, most medical schools.
Yeah.
We see it now at the hospital. But, man, that's awesome. Hopefully that guy's A, handling his business, whatever he had to leave for, and B, sticking to his treatments and whatnot.
100.
Please do your part, the podcast, share them if you like them, if they're good, spread the word. We've been getting incredible feedback, man. And to those of you who have written in, thanks. Those who haven't, man, feel free to do it. I know for me, man, it's been pretty incredible. Some of the feedback we've gotten has been, I mean, to be real honest, like life-changing, like really impactful.
I mean, you know, even if one person's listening and benefiting from this, that's enough motivation for me to keep doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, keep up the good work. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word. And we got a lot of things coming up, man. Any words of wisdom?
Stay hungry.
Stay hungry. I agree.
But eat healthy.
But eat healthy.
Medicine Remixed. Freak.